The Public News Service Noah Newscast, November the 17th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Despite a heavily conservative shift in voter turnout at the ballot box in Iowa, results of a new post-midterm poll show Iowans strongly support social justice causes.
In the poll, jobs and the economy, the cost of living, and restoring funding for abortion rights topped the list of Iowans' most important issues. Katie Siddle with the advocacy group Progress Iowa, which released the poll, says Iowans care deeply about protecting and promoting those causes. And the poll numbers bear that out.
29% of Iowans ranked jobs and economy as number one. 19% ranked cost of living as number one. And then 16% ranked abortion as their top issue.
Those three were what Siddle calls the heavy hitters. But responsible gun ownership, learning the good and bad parts of American history, and health care were also among Iowans' top priorities in the poll. Siddle says health care fell down the list from previous polling, but not out of the top five. I'm Mark Moran.
The poll surveyed 622 folks in Iowa and was conducted November the 7th and 8th. A major global conference centered around climate change is winding down this week. As those talks play out, Minnesotans are expressing their thoughts about the regional impact through a new survey.
In a survey released this fall by the University of Minnesota, 76% of residents said they're concerned about climate change. Heidi Roop of the school's Climate Adaptation Partnership says what's also telling is that 62% of Generation Z respondents are hopeful society will do enough to reduce the most harmful impacts.
We often hear about the doom and gloom of climate change, and there certainly is plenty to be concerned about, but there is certainly a reason to have hope.
She says part of that hope stems from other responses, in which Minnesotans largely feel solutions should be a shared responsibility of all levels of government, including municipal leaders. Roop acknowledges that on the global front, nations face scrutiny for insufficient follow-through on their pledges. But she points to positive movement at the state level to help counteract slow progress. I'm Mike Moen.
Now for Reuters, Republicans projected to win a majority in the U.S. House, setting the stage for 2 years of divided government as President Biden's Democratic Party held control of the Senate. The victory gives Republicans the power to rein in Biden's agenda as well as launch potentially politically damaging probes of his administration and family. It was a Republican victory in the California 27th Congressional District that put the party over the line. This is PNS. A new study suggests progress made to reduce child poverty over the past 25 years in the U.S. is at risk of stalling or even being reversed.
The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, a health philanthropy organization, has released a study that shows child poverty is on the rise after falling by 59% between 1993 and 2019. Policy expert Avinal Joseph says pandemic-related enhancement of child tax credit and earned income tax credit programs as well as food stamps lifted 3 million children out of poverty during the latter half of 2021, but Congress let those programs expire.
As a result, child poverty began to pick back up and is now increased by more than 40%. So we have undone all of the progress that we saw as a result of the temporary policies that were put in place.
U.S. Census Bureau data showed a slight drop in child poverty in New Mexico amid the coronavirus pandemic, largely attributed to the temporary relief payments and tax policies. I'm Roz Brown.
The proposed national monument, which has the Mojave name that means spirit, is getting a big boost today as the top leaders of the Bureau of Land Management hold a public meeting in Laughlin.
BLM Director Tracy Stone Manning will hear from a range of stakeholders on the 450,000-acre proposed monument near Searchlight. Taylor Patterson with the Native Voters Alliance of Nevada says the area is the center of the creation story for many human-speaking tribes.
It's the place where all of their traditional stories and knowledge comes from. And then for our Southern Paiute tribes in the area, it's also a part of the Salt Song Trail. And so that tells really the life cycle of Paiute people and how they moved through the land and all the important places, plants and animals in the area.
This is Suzanne Potter reporting.
Finally, our Nadia Ramadan tells us on the heels of the midterm elections, state officials in Ohio say they're now focused on improving voters' experience at polling locations.
No Ohio counties reported significant problems with the voting process on Tuesday, but a few polling locations were plagued by equipment issues and longer than expected wait times because of higher than average turnout. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose says he plans to work with county boards of elections to assess what can be done to mitigate issues and upgrade in-person voting next time around.
We're going to be working with county boards of elections on things like the allocation of voting machines, but also the layout and the design of a polling location to get better throughput so that voter experience is much more convenient.
Across 88 counties, workers continue to process absentee and provisional ballots.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.